This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we are here live here on this cloudy first Saturday of March 2024. And we're still discussing off air what that Apple car would have been like. it's like Captain Kirk saying, What's that even like? What would an Apple car be like?
Well, the doors don't have handles.
They could not have handles. No, that would be ugly.
You swipe the window glass to open.
Swipe left. Or you smile at the driver's side window glass and hope the facial recognition unlocks the door. Right.
But if you don't smile right, it won't work.
Or if you have shaved or haven't shaved. Who are you? Just all the things that they must have sat there in the boardroom saying, you know, we probably shouldn't do this. Let's go on to your calls. We're going to go to Ron in Agawam, Mass. What's happening, Ron?
Hey, good morning, gents.
Morning.
I've been listening to your show since I think 96.
Yep.
So, you know, try not to miss it.
Awesome. Well, thank you, sir.
Listen, I have a Lenovo laptop, and I was going out to my man cave, and I slipped on the ice.
Oh, no.
I'm okay, but the computer isn't.
Yeah.
It won't even turn on. And it also ended up with a full mug of coffee in the open back of the laptop. So
wow.
I was wondering. Yeah, I've replaced it, and I'm not happy with the replacement.
Oh, no.
But that's beside the point.
All right.
I want to see if it would be worth it to bring this to a service place. And I've got two places that Lenovo use to see if I can get it fixed.
How old is it?
It's about 4, maybe pushing 5 years old.
Don't do it.
No.
No?
Nope. I don't do it. Don't do it. I mean, it's taken a beating on top of that.
Oh, yes, it has.
And 4 to 5 year old technology to put hundreds of dollars into it wouldn't be a good idea.
Well, I'm actually not too shy about spending maybe $500 on it just to see if I can, because I can't get anything off it, and I haven't even tried to open it yet. But
okay, well that's a whole other problem.
Yeah, that's a different issue.
That's easy. You don't need to have a lot of money spent to fix it. You just need to take the hard drive out.
Well, as I did say before, I'm not happy with my replacement. It's a gaming computer, but no, I don't like it.
Gotcha. No, I hear you. So, yeah, but 4 to 5 year old technology, hundreds of dollars. It could be, well, it's your money, man. But 5 year old technology to me is very, very old. And Microsoft and these companies get together to make sure you can't update and be current unless you get to the new platforms, right? Planned obsolescence is the name of IT and the technology in general. So you could find yourself in a few years, even if you do get it to work, within whatever amount of money you want to spend, having to replace it anyways.
I'm kind of down about that one.
I know.
Okay.
Yeah, so I would tell you not to.
It was a bleeding edge technology at the time.
Yep.
And when I say bleeding edge, I mean it. It was, it was screaming.
So the one you moved to, where did you make the error in where are you not happy with?
Well, I'm not happy with the sound reproduction. It's a gaming computer, and usually most gamers use headphones, and I'm not happy with that.
So you're saying you don't use headphones?
Well, I don't usually, you know.
Okay, so you're using the surround sound and having it process the surround sound live into speakers.
Oh, and it's extremely tinny compared to my other computer.
You could get external speakers for it.
I could.
Yeah.
But, you know, that eliminates a lot of portability with a laptop because I do take it outside into my, on my deck in the summer, and I'm in my man cave today.
Yeah.
You know, so it eliminates portability.
Right, right, right.
True.
Tinny. Hmm. I don't know that I go too crazy fixing the old one that broke, though, for the tinny on that. But I hear you. What kind of games do you play? I'm curious.
I don't.
what are you listening to?
There's occasionally songs that pop up and not pop up, but that I go and listen to new stuff. Okay. I'm actually a videophile. I love the videos, movies, and that kind of stuff.
Right.
But it does work.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not happy with it.
I hear you. Maybe invest in some good Bluetooth speakers that you don't have to plug in so that when your laptop is in proximity of the better speakers and you're all set versus repairing it. But I think, you know, take the drive out of the old one if you want to get data off of it. You know, you can then connect it to your new one. But improving the sound quality would be you would have to use external to do it. And I really don't want you to spend money on that thing. It took a hit. When you dropped it, and it's full of coffee. So even if they can get the gooey, it depends on how you take your coffee there, buddy. But if it's cream and sugar, that thing is not going to be easy to clean up.
No, I'm sure.
So I would pronounce it dead and take the hard drive out and get an adapter, try to move your data over, and then deal with your sound issue externally maybe.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I can explore that avenue.
Do you have a committee in your group? Do you have to get a laptop purchased through a committee at home?
No, this is all on my dime and my say.
Well, then we'll tell you. All right, then we'll tell you right now to just get a new laptop that you like.
Yeah.
you have our permission.
That's a good chunk of change on the replacement, and it is a Lenovo. And again, I'm not happy with
the sound
a
quality
portion of it.
Yeah.
That's all.
That's too bad.
Oh, it's not only sound. It's just. My old one was running 11 that I did upgrade.
Yeah.
But like I said, it was bleeding edge technology at the time.
I can tell you miss it. I mean, I like it when I hear people love their computer the way you did. how could you have treated it so poorly? You didn't put it in a nice bag when you brought it out there? You got to protect your computer if you liked it so much.
It's only about a 10-foot walk from my front door to my man cave, and there was a patch of ice, and down I went.
Oh, that's so awful. I'm sorry for your loss. I mean, it sounds like you really miss the old girl there. And
I do.
I wish we could fix it for you, but it's not worth it.
No, okay. Well, I greatly appreciate it, guys.
Yeah.
And keep up the good work, man.
We'll try.
You guys do great.
We appreciate it, Ron. Sorry for your loss.
All right. Hey, have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. I mean, I hear you. You know, when you find that great computer that you just, you know, love, and then this happens to you, right? It is like losing something.
It is.
Just the amount of time and energy. And you know, the problem is these days, you can't go and figure out how the laptop's going to sound, right? Everything's all mail order.
Right. So. And you can walk into Best Buy and listen, but how are the acoustics going to work where you're going to be using your laptop as opposed to being in a big store?
Right.
I mean, you're literally not going to even know what it'll sound like.
No. If it was my man cave, I would definitely do that Bluetooth idea, have it interface with a nice, you know, receiver, putting out some good surround sound, and then you can have it. Who cares what your laptop speakers sound like? But if you're on your deck, that's a whole other issue.
You can get some really nice, small Bluetooth speakers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they're amazing these days. All right. So we're going to take a quick break. So, Don, hang on. Three lines open for you guys. 860-522-9842 is the number. This is Computer Talk, and we're here till 11 o'clock. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. If you can tell, Carolyn's got a queen thing going this morning. We appreciate that, Carolyn.
Oh, yeah.
And she always does a great job with the music. So we're here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. And we'll do our best to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. Let's go over to Don in Bristol next. Hello, Don.
Morning.
What's going on? Morning.
Hey. Hey, I have a question about backing up the computer.
Yep.
Do I need software to back it up?
Nope.
No?
No.
Depends on what you want to back up, right? So if you simply want to back up data and you know where your data is, you can put in a drive, an external drive. Dennis is not a big fan of the thumb drive, so you can use a real external hard drive and simply copy and paste.
Oh, copy and paste.
Yeah, and then disconnect the drive. If you keep it connected, it's just as vulnerable to a ransom attack. That would be just your data. If you really want to back up the system, like an image of the system as it looks right now with all your operating system, your software loaded, and your data, right, you will need an application to do that.
You have any suggestions on that?
We have recommended Acronis for image-based backups on home PCs often. That's a way to do it.
Yeah.
Microsoft Backup, does it have an image-based piece to it nowadays?
So. Windows Backup, I think it will.
Yeah, so you could use Windows.
I think so.
If you want to not pay for anything, use the Windows Backup. You have to send it to a target, which would be an external hard drive or some sort of NAS.
Yeah, I have an external hard drive.
Okay.
A SATA drive.
Okay. So, yeah, you can use the Windows Backup, configure that backup to happen on a regular basis, and that's an option too. So there's always options.
Yeah. I just bought a new computer, 11, with Windows 11 on it. The one I have is Windows 10, which is about 5 years old. So I heard that woman this morning talking about her crash when she tried to update it. So
right.
That's what I tried to avoid. So I bought a new one.
That's a way to do it.
So with Windows 11 already installed. So can you transfer the programs from Windows 10 to the Windows 11?
The programs?
Yeah.
That's pretty hard. What you'd have to do is just go to the Windows 11 computer and reinstall them.
Yeah. That's better than transferring them.
Oh, I mean, if I had the program disk and stuff like that.
The disks or the download, you can re-download, put your key back in that I'm sure you kept and you can reinstall.
Yeah.
Reinstalling is the right approach. Unfortunately, migrating programs is not really a thing.
Okay. Now, another on backup drives, is SATA drive okay or is SSD drive better?
We like SSD. But Spinny is okay.
Well, for a backup, Spinny would be fine because it's not something you're going to be reading and writing to constantly.
Okay.
And so you're not going to worry too much about the speed of the data. You will be concerned about durability.
Right.
And at the moment, I kind of lean toward the magnetic drives for that.
Old school.
Yeah. I haven't really dealt with an SSD, you know, over 10 years old.
That's true.
And I can't really speak for how long they'll work. But if you back up your data into a hard drive, you know, a magnetic drive and put it away, it should work the next time you pull it out, even if it's like several years in the future.
Okay.
Yeah.
That software, that Acronis, could you put a link
Acronis
on your website?
Yes, we can.
Yeah, we can do that.
We can. Okay. We'll put the link up there for you.
Very good. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Don. Good luck.
Bye. Good.
All right, bye-bye. Thinking about backup is good. It's only a matter of time before it fails us. Let's go on to, or you, as it were. Let's go to Thomas in Middletown. What's going on, Thomas?
Yes, I'm trying to get my all my pictures back. And a guy that messed around with my phone, he erased just about everything on there. All my vacation stuff is gone. I just want to know if I can recover, get it back on my phone again.
So they were on your phone and they're gone now?
Yeah, he erased it. He said I had too much stuff on the phone and he was erasing and erasing. Then a day later, I went to look on there and all my pictures were gone.
Oh, was he a friend or did you pay this guy to do that?
No, it was where I bought my phone from.
Ah, the phone guy.
I haven't seen the guy since then. They must have fired him or done something. I don't know what happened.
Well, so did you have your backup of your phone turned on?
What do you mean by that? I don't understand.
So basically Android and Apple both have the ability to be backed up. Is it an Apple phone or an Android phone?
Android.
So if you have that turned on your phone, the backup, so go to look at the configuration of your system and see if the backup is turned on. If the backup is turned on, you should be able to restore the pictures from the offsite backup.
Oh, okay. Backup.
Yeah, go see if it's turned on. If it's not turned on, then he deleted it.
Well, he must have deleted it because there ain't nothing on there. So if he deleted it, how would I get it back on?
You'd restore from the backup. If you had a backup running, you'd be able to restore those files from backup. So, I mean, we can try to find an article as to how to restore from the Android backup.
Yeah,
we're actually looking at it now.
We can get something out there.
If the backup wasn't configured, I'm sorry, I don't think there's really much we can do.
No, don't scare me now.
No, I know. And this is kind of the issue. Yeah, whenever we hand our devices over to anybody, they don't care about them the way we do. And I don't say we. I mean, as ourselves, right? We don't care about the people you're handing them over to. Don't care about your stuff as much as you do. So, be sure that it's backed up.
All right. Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Good luck.
All right.
Bye. Now, there's a drawback too that you guys got to be aware of too. When you turn that backup on, all your stuff's going out to the cloud. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but. They're not going to hack your phone to get at that data. They're going to hack your cloud account.
Right.
And so how are they going to do that? Well, if it's an Android phone, it's a Gmail, right? So they're going to try to get into your Gmail system and get at your data by logging in. And if your password is easy or you have not turned on two-factor authentication, the bad guys can get in and maybe they'll find some stuff out there that you wouldn't be happy that they found, as in the case of the Fappening, where all the naked nudies got out there of all the celebrities who thought all their pictures were just on their phones, but they were being backed up for them to the Apple cloud. And that's where the bad guys went to find that data. So there's always a catch-22 in this case, but if you want your stuff, you got to back it up. Now, of course, the other catch is the more you have on your system, the more these companies are going to start charging you to store it in their cloud. They start with a little teaser thing, unlimited storage, and then they deprecate that down to terabyte. Oh, they deprecate that down to 500 megabytes. They deprecate that down to 100 megabytes. And who knows how much they'll charge you to put their stuff out in the cloud. You know, it won't be cheap down the line, but right now it's fairly affordable. So keep that in mind. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. All you guys started calling this morning, like you all woke up on this rainy Saturday morning. So John, Chuck, and Jack, hang on. We'll get to your calls. Couple lines open for you. 860-522-9842 is the number. And everything will be posted over at computertalkwithtab.com. It's the name of the show.com, which also works. Please feel free to subscribe to the Odyssey app or our podcast, wherever you get your podcasts. And you can listen to the show anytime. So hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hours of geek talk for you there. And have it just download to your device, and you don't have to be online to hear it. It'll be right there on your device. That's why it's called a podcast. It goes down to your pod, and you can cast it to yourself whenever you want. we'll be right back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster.
and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, yes, we are. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we're in the final stretches of the program. We'll be here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to stick around. Then Dr. Alessi will be in with Healthy Rounds. He'll give you a second opinion on your health advice. So stick around for that. And let's get right to your calls, because lots of folks on the lines here. And do we want to bring up, did I forget anything? Oh, yeah, the Acronis thing.
Oh, yeah. Well, a Facebook commenter mentioned that if you have a Western Digital drive in your computer, either internal or external, you're eligible to get a Acronis True Image a free version of it from, well, you have to go to Western Digital, but you can download it and install it from them.
Nice.
And it's a nice little product.
A little perk to having a Western Digital hard drive. Let's go on to your calls. John in East Long Meadow is on the longest. What's going on, John?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
I don't know if you remember me, but 3-4 weeks ago I called up about the TurboTax.
Oh, yeah, you're infamous. You're infamous. We've had we've had letters written from North Carolina, Zig or somebody sent us a letter about it. So, yeah, go ahead.
Well, my tax program works. Everything's copacetic with that. But, I just left everything the same, and I started working with the other programs and such on the computer. And some of them don't work now because I have selected that Wi-Fi path. If I put it back to where it was where the TurboTax doesn't work, those programs work now. I can download or sometimes it will even change in the middle of a program, in the middle of an app.
Yep. Yeah, you had to do all those hoops to make the TurboTax work that now the other programs don't work. Yep. That's not unusual.
Is there anything I can do to make everything work at once, you know, without having to change it every other program?
Well, you can hire an IT guy.
Actually, I used to work for Sperry and RCA and way back there, and that was a long time ago. I was a lot smarter then.
So, I mean, trust us. This is exactly the stuff we come across all the time, right? So when I do this, it works. When I don't do this, it doesn't work. When I put these two things together, this one works, that one doesn't. It's truly our lives. So
I understand.
Yeah, there's no all-in-one encompassing prescription that's going to solve it other than just put the computer away and don't use it.
Okay. I'm satisfied with that answer. One more quick thing, if I can.
Yeah.
I bought a Windows 11 laptop to get familiar with it.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any way to make it look like Windows 10?
Is there a shell? I mean, there used to be a shell for Windows 7.
Let me see if I can find something like that.
There could be a shell. But again, we got to be careful with – we have to be sure the shell is not going to be malicious. So some of these –
Oh, I understand. But the main thing is when I turned on the Windows 10 machine, I had to put in my password so it knows it's me using the machine and not my wife.
Yeah.
You know, in Windows 11, they want a PIN and not the password, and they don't give you the option of establishing that password, and, you know, it doesn't carry over. I use Yahoo most of the time,
mm-hmm.
and it doesn't carry over my Yahoo bookmarks and everything, and I just, I'm looking for easy way out for pretty much everything, you know.
I know.
We did find an article from PC World that goes over ways to make the Windows 11 menu act like Windows 10. And one of the ways is to use a product called OpenShell, which is good.
OpenShell?
Yeah, mm-hmm. OpenShell. It's a worthwhile replacement. But it goes over a bunch of other settings you can do without having to install that first. And those might be enough for you. It depends.
But it won't necessarily change how your logins interactions change.
No, that won't.
Security is still going to work the same. So
yeah.
Yeah.
At some point, you're going to have to just give your wife your PIN.
Yeah, I understand. I'm all set then. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. So you got your taxes done?
What I actually do is, because I had a problem a few years back, is I load the program on two different machines and On days when I feel capable, I'll run the program on the desktop.
Yeah.
And then tomorrow I'll run it on the laptop. And if at the end they come out with the same figure, then I figure I did everything right. I didn't forget anything. Didn't fat finger anything. Didn't do anything.
You're serious?
Well, yeah. I actually just found a mistake that's going to take me 20 minutes to correct. But
interesting. So, I mean, the whole hope of TurboTax is so that it figures this out for you. You don't have to run it twice.
That's the idea.
No. I'm just saying the problem would be with me. I looked at something cross-eyed or I fat fingered a number when I put it in.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it calculates correctly, but if I told one computer one thing and the other computer something else, then I know I either made a mistake on one of them, both of them, or I should go get a drink. I don't know.
Well, the IRS is listening to this and saying, man, this is our best taxpayer ever. You're the best, John.
I don't want to be caught cheating.
Of course not.
If I was a wealthy individual who he pays somebody to make him pay minimum taxes, whereas I don't have that affordability, you know?
Gotcha. All right. Well, John, no, we appreciate that. I just never heard somebody doing what you're doing with TurboTax, so it's interesting and it's great. Hey, man, paying your taxes. If at least you pay your taxes, it means all of our taxes go down.
I'll accept your appreciation for that. Thank you.
Thanks, John.
Bye-bye. Be good.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye. I mean, that's amazing. I mean, two programs, double-checking across both programs.
Oh,
how come I'm not getting the same answer?
Oh.
IRS is like, go, John. You're the best.
Yeah.
I mean, holy moly, that's awesome. I bet you bring your taxes to two different accountants. You will not get the same answer. I can pretty much guarantee you won't. Not that I've tried, but I'm just assuming. I'm sure as CPAs, you're probably all agreeing with me. Let's take one more call before we go to break. Let's see what Chuck in Durham's got cooking. Hey, Chuck.
Hey, good morning, guys. Can you hear me?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, good. I have two questions. The first one is, I have not been following Dennis's advice.
Oh, my goodness. Why would you not follow Dennis's advice?
Because I'm lazy.
All right.
I get a lot of emails with a lot of data, and I use Outlook, and I slide them over into Outlook, and I tend to use Outlook as a file storage place.
Yeah.
And Dennis, I think I heard you say, not to do that, but
yes.
Damn, it's convenient.
It is convenient.
It's very convenient, but it's also not very good storage.
Not designed for that.
No.
So tell me why. Tell me what, I mean, otherwise I'd have to take all those emails, and I get a lot of emails.
Yeah.
Take all those emails and print them in PDF, including their attachments, and save them in a file someplace.
Well, there's that. I mean, yes, we would recommend that if you have actionable files, you want to take the attachments and put them where you want them, right?
Ultimately, what you need to do is to get the attachments out of the emails and save them somewhere.
Right.
And I'll grant that it's probably a lot of work to go through all of that and do that, but keeping them in the form of emails inside of an email database is just not the best way to handle them or keep them long term.
The other thought is to do something called archival so that you don't have
I do archival.
Okay, good.
All right.
That'll make it more manageable so that you're going to have archives that'll be taking the data and making them kind of offline
right. Rather
than the active database, which is fine too.
Right, and that's the danger with a very large database file is that if it's actively being used, it can get corrupted.
Right.
But if you've got an archive file, it only gets written to when you're doing the archive operation, and
right. Then
it's done. It's dormant otherwise, so it won't get messed with.
The other thing we've seen is IT people, like you heard the poor call from Thomas, right, where the phone guy at the cell phone hut there deleted all his pictures, right? We think maliciously. Well, when you come to email, we have had clients where they would actually keep stuff in the deleted folder.
Right.
And then, of course, when the Outlook chokes on it, which it literally does, what do we do first as IT people?
Wipe the deleted items.
We empty the trash can.
Empty that folder.
And then we've gotten yelled at by, hey, I put my stuff in there. I keep it. Uh-huh. That's a dumb place to put it.
I dump the trash and I dump the deleted.
Good.
About once a week.
That's good. So, you know, you're doing okay. I mean, if you're doing the archival, you can still operate that way. Yes, we prefer you to take the attachments and put them into folders that are then going to get backed up. But if you're keeping it manageable with a file that's not too big, PST file, as they were called, OSTs, those things, if they get too large, are going to be hard to manage.
Yeah, other thing. If you've got an archive file that you've been building up for years, you're probably going to want to break it up.
Yeah, there's that.
I've got probably 7 years here.
You don't want to have that file be any more than 20 gigs.
Yeah, we're doing a Microsoft 365 migration, and I think a couple of those mailboxes were a quarter terabyte like 250 gigs of email, and even Microsoft was choking on that. We couldn't even get that migration.
That's why Microsoft has a service. You can put the file on a hard drive and mail it to them, and then they'll load it into their servers.
Even Microsoft is choking on something that big.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, you're not doing too bad.
Here's a second question.
Yep.
So I've got a 7-year-old Toshiba satellite that actually I like. It's an i7. I had the hard drive replaced. It's got a 1 terabyte solid state hard drive. Everything's nice. 8 gigs of RAM. Runs pretty good, but I'm at Windows 10 and I'm getting nervous. And the monitor is getting a little, maybe it's me. I'm getting a little old. The monitor isn't as bright as it used to be.
Yeah, the backlight goes.
Replacing it. Okay, so I hear you got, and also it has not a great music fan, but it has a very nice audio plug on the side of it where I run some speakers off. Mm-hmm. So I want to replace this machine.
Yep.
What are the replacements? I don't drag it around a lot. It sits, this satellite actually was a good combination between a desktop and a laptop.
Yep.
And that's me. I don't think I've moved this thing 3 or 4 times.
That's great. I tell you to look at the HP Envy line of laptops. It's done well by my college age kids who are now all done. If they didn't break them, I would use that as a standard. I mean, they're pretty cautious kids, but they're still kids. So the Envy line is held up. Just make sure you get the aluminum chassis, not the plastic chassis. And
I looked at that. How do I know that?
How do you know if it's aluminum or plastic? Usually just by the color. It should say it. It should say it in the description as well.
Yeah, it should be somewhere in the specifications for the item.
But check out the Envy line. Get a current gen system, 13th or better gen. We like the odd number gens. They're at 13 now. So I would tell you to stick with that for now. And 16 gigs of RAM and a nice solid state hard drive minimum. And then you can just, whatever else you want to splurge on, comes down to video and all that fun stuff.
16 gigs of RAM and what else?
A terabyte solid state drive is good enough for most people.
Yeah, that's what I have right now. I'm half dead.
Good.
All right.
All right, Chuck.
Go spend some money. All right. Thank you very much, guys.
Yeah, our pleasure. Talk to you soon.
Sorry, I'm stuck in my ways.
We all are.
No, but some of those Toshiba laptops were really cool back in the day.
Well, they invented the laptop.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to step out for a quick break. We'll be right back. All right, we're back, and we're in the final stretch of the program. Feel free to get online if you like. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Taking your computer comments, questions, and concerns, and a caller called in and explained why Apple will never have a car. And why is that, Dennis?
Because it needs to have Windows.
He's not wrong.
Ooh.
So we appreciate that kind of dad joke every day, and we had to make sure you heard it. Thank you, AJ. We're going to go to Jack in East Hartford next. What's happening, Jack?
Good morning.
Morning.
I have a new HP laptop with Windows 11 Pro.
All right.
And I understand why you guys hate Microsoft now.
It's a love-hate relationship. It has paid for my kids to go to college, but man, oh man, I don't have any hair anymore. Yeah.
I would like to get some of the features of Windows 10 back, like ungrouping the icons on the taskbar and getting the context menu back in Explorer.
Okay.
And there are a number of applications out there that claim they'll do this, like Explorer Patcher and Winero and Start 11. Can you recommend one of these so I don't go down a rabbit hole?
I think it's Winero's tool that we've used.
Okay, for our clients.
Yeah, a couple of our clients have had that.
So. Okay.
And, of course, you can always do that shell we talked about.
OpenShell.
OpenShell.
Oh, what does that do?
It reconstitutes the start menu so it looks more like, well, actually, it'll go back to like Windows 7 perspective.
If you want to.
If you want to. It can also look like Windows 10.
So it's okay. Kind of a smoke and a mirror.
Yeah, and who makes that?
It is an open source project.
Okay.
So it's freely available, and it's worked on by people all over the world.
But isn't it great how they just keep changing the furniture around? Like, you just want to turn on the computer, and it's like, how do I do this again? I've only used computers my entire life. Oh, it's over here now.
I don't know what the point of dropping some good features and rearranging all this stuff. I don't understand what the point is.
I don't
either. Other than making it difficult for, you know, the average guy to use the computer.
Yeah.
And the other thing I noticed, and you may want to, I don't know if this is me, or you may want to warn your listeners, when you load an Office product, I bought Office Pro 2021.
Yep.
And it defaults you to OneDrive.
Oh, yeah.
On all yes. your files.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize that. And that's, it took me 2 months before I was able to get this new computer to the point where I felt comfortable switching it from the old one to the new one. I had to call Microsoft to get, I couldn't get Outlook to open or mm-hmm. work properly. They finally had to establish a new profile for me.
Yep.
And there was another problem I had, but I spent a lot of time with Microsoft support trying to get this thing fixed.
And that's just starting it. That's just loading the Office suite for the right. first time.
Yeah.
No, yeah. I know. Trust us. We know. So, yes, your comment when you first started the call is exactly right. It's insanity what we have to go through. And then now you have even Elon Musk complaining about the account you have to create to run their operating system that now is forcing everybody to create a Microsoft account. We do have a workaround. There is a workaround. We've posted it before, but it's just getting ridiculous. You know, why does Microsoft need to know so much about what I'm using their tool for? It's none of their darn business, frankly.
Yeah, well, that's why I wanted to disconnect OneDrive.
Yeah, I know. I know. Okay. Right, because most likely when you had it on the OneDrive, they also have said, by the way, we get to read all of your information so that we can train our AI. So, yeah. Uh-oh. That was a weird sound.
Okay.
So that's definitely, we understand that, right? So.
Okay, thanks a lot, and keep doing God's work.
We'll try. Thanks. Thanks, Jack.
Bye now.
Bye. Now, the other thing is, though, Elon also was called out about that because you have to create an account for Teslas to work, right, Dennis?
Oh, yeah. He called out Microsoft because he had to have a Microsoft account to start up his brand new computer.
Right.
And he's right to be ticked off about that. Yep. But another famous CEO, mm-hmm. tech CEO, pointed out, you need a Tesla account to drive a Tesla car.
Right. So take that,
he's
Elon.
Doing the same thing to his own customers.
Of course he is. And also, so we're coming up to the top of the show. I want to thank all you guys for joining us on this cloudy Saturday morning. Thank Mike G for posting everything over at Facebook and X for us. And everything's posted by Dennis here over to computertalkwithtab.com. I also noticed Adobe Reader has got an AI function
oh,
now.
Oh, no.
And it's just started creeping me out. I mean, they're going to actually ingest, I don't know, read my PDF to give me insights about the... I don't know that I want Adobe reading my message. Where does that data end up? Where does it go? Who has access to it? Maybe I'm not fully understanding what they're doing with it, but, you know, some of this stuff is getting ridiculous. Do you want your AI to do your job? I mean, that's what's happening. I mean,
it would be nice if AI could do my job, but I know that it can't.
Right now it can't.
It can't even begin to do my job.
So we'll see where that's a new thing from Adobe as of February. but again, thank you guys for doing everything, joining us on this Saturday morning. And feel free to join the Computer Talk with Tab Listener Network over on Facebook.
And remember, we want you to be geeks too.
We'll see you next Saturday.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.